Good morning to all. It is a pleasure for the commission to be on the other side of the mountains and to interact with all of you. We're looking forward to 2 days of comradeship and entertainment and education. So we'll be getting on to the beginning of the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, for the September 18-19 regular meeting. And we will, agenda item number one, commissioner's discussion. I will open that up to my fellow commissioners for any items that they wish to bring forward.
I wanted to mention that we had an issue earlier this summer on the Lower Columbia River in terms of the take of wild fish, an extension of a season on the summer runs. In my region, we are not meeting escapement goals for summer run fish. And so we had a meeting in Sela last week, and prior to that meeting, I had the directors of Region 2, Region 3, and Guy Norman sit down with me and talk about what we could put in place to prevent that from happening again. And I have to say, we had a very good discussion about that. There was a good agreement that there was a lack of communication between those regions when creating fish rules that impact upper river escapement. And I asked them to come up with their recommendations for a document that would prevent that from happening again. And they had that ready by our Fish Committee meeting yesterday. So I want to thank them for their cooperation within the department of generating what I think is going to be an effective item that the director can refer to before signing off in any kind of fisheries that impact upriver passage. So I want to thank the department personnel for working with me on that.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I was remiss in the two of the most important things. First, the restrooms are back there. I think you might all already know where they are, but through that. And behind me is not an exit. Unless you get belligerent, then I'm running out. But that's not an exit. That just goes into another room. So orders of business. Any other commissioner comments? Yes, Commissioner Keene.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know we're going to have a briefing on this later about the fires that have occurred. They've just been too big to even imagine. But I just wanted to share a story about a rancher that I've had the fortune to work with range riding over by Nespelem, and the WSU study that's going on there and what happened to them. They barely escaped with their home intact. They've lost probably 10 or 12 pairs, and there's at least 20 more missing. You know, the effects on people just are hard to understand. But through all that, you know, they're persevering. They're still positive about, you know, next year somehow. They have a vision for next year. And really I wanted to mention that the WSU study that was going on there and he was participating in had a lot of cows that were collared. And so that the WSU staff came back out, and actually they were evacuated and came to our house and lived with us for a couple weeks. But the work they did was just amazing, and the help they provided that landowner. And I learned a lot more about the study and was very impressed with the work that they're doing, the results I think that will come from it, and just the overall commitment they had to the partners that they had in the ranch community, way above and beyond as they went looking for dead cows and missing animals and helped count the animals and get ear tag numbers. And we were out there putting up fox lights in the valley where most of the cows have come home, and the predators are now kind of concentrating because they're out of their habitat zones too. So there's a lot of stories to be told from this fire, and there's a lot of work to be done now, but it affected a lot of people, and we were lucky enough not to be in the direct line of fire, but a lot of people were. So I wanted to share that.
Well, While two of our guests will be speaking today, I did want to make sure that everybody was aware of their presence, and we're honored to have Representative Shelley Short and Senator Brian Danzel with us today. Thank you to leaders of the state for joining us. So hearing no other comments for open discussion, we will move into meeting minutes approval. Any comments, additions, deletions to the... Yes.
No deletions, no revisions, but I move to approve the meeting minutes from August 21st, 2015, as presented.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we will call for a vote to approve the minute meeting of August 21st. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved.